front page of the Herald Sun. 1 in 10 Victorian students from grade 5 to year 8 will be enrolled in an intensive accelerated program for high-performing pupils. That expression, Burns, though, is used a lot. Does that just indicate that no one wants to use the expression gifted children anymore? Because you know there are two types of gifted children.
Yes.
Your own children.
And?
Gifted children. Sue Bell is the president of the Victorian Association of State Secondary Principals. Sue, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob.
So is high-performing pupils what we used to call as gifted children?
Well, yes, I think so. But gifted implies high IQ. So certainly some of these students will have very high IQs. Some of them will be incredibly hard workers who build really good skills and knowledge.
So what's the idea here? What, is it to not have them held back by their not-so-smart classmates?
I think it's really, the government has put a lot of resources into supporting schools to help students who are falling behind. So a lot of additional money there in equity funding and different programs. A lot of focus on that in schools. But what we really are keen to do in schools is have resources to extend those students who are at the top of the learning spectrum, because in any one class, you'll have a spread of students, you know, about 5-year spread. And sometimes those students at the top get left while you help the students who are struggling.
Yeah, well,
additional resources will be great.
The super smart kids in years 5 to 8 get accelerated learning. What happens when they come back to all their dumb mates in year 9?
They'll still be in the classes with all of their friends and their peers. And hopefully they'll be so excited about their learning that that will continue through into year 9 when they start thinking about future careers and focusing on heading towards VCE.
How high performing does a high performing, are they like 5% better than their teammates or 50% better? Or
I don't think they've defined that yet. It's going to be teacher judgments on where they are on the learning continuum, NAPLAN results, and other measurement tools that schools already use, like the ACER tests, will pick that out. It'll just depend how the money spreads out between schools, really, how many of these students can go into that top-level program, the online learning. But there are other things that you can do in your school. Every school is going to get a high-ability practice leader, which actually will benefit all of the students in the schools, because they'll offer professional learning to teachers about how to extend students.
Sue, nice to chat with you. Sue Bell, President of the Victorian Association of State Secondary Principals. I know someone.
Well, I know where I would have ended up, and if they had this system when I was at school.
You wouldn't have seen some kids for 3 years. I know someone whose child was recently offered reading recovery.
What's that mean?
Meaning you're a bit behind in your reading, in learning how to read.
Mm.
And it was said to that person said to the teacher, "Why is he struggling with his reading?" And they said, "No. It's we've just got a lot of availability in reading recovery because we have a lot of exceptional students, which is code
for
they are from countries in the world where they
where there's no books,
where they excel at virtually everything they do."
Mm.